Thursday, February 5th, 2026, 4:15 p.m. I am going to call the meeting to order. Present, we have myself, Gina Lyon, Ellis Merchant, Marilyn Prue, and Sheila Martin. Any changes to the agenda, additions, or deletions?
I don't have any.
Okay, I don't either. Privilege of the floor, Sheila?
Nothing, thank you.
Okay. Action items. This is to go over our 2026 budgets. Sheila, Marilyn, and I have been, well, Sheila and Marilyn have been working hard at getting these budgets cleaned up with some input from me, but I will admit you ladies own it, so thank you. Done a great job. I did send these out ahead of time. For the most part, we're looking at, our goal was, and please speak up and correct me if I'm wrong, Marilyn or Sheila, we wanted to not increase anything, if at all possible, and so they worked very hard at keeping it pretty status quo, the same across the board for all of the departments as much as we possibly could. With that being said, do either of you have anything to add? You want to just jump right into each department? How do you want to do it?
We can just jump in each department.
Okay.
Yep,
all right.
Good.
Sheila?
I'm good.
You're good with that? Okay. So the first one is the village. Oh, and I apologize. The way this print is, I need my readers. So hold on just one second. Do you want to start maybe, Marilyn?
Or? Sure. So what we've done is a little bit what we've talked about last year at the annual meeting is our annual report is going to look a little bit different this year. Most everything is going to be done through our NEMRIC, which is what it's designed to do, okay? Not go from NEMRIC to spreadsheets to whatever for our annual report. So it's going to look a little different, but I think it's going to be easier to understand and to read. Each year we have in each fund, as far as the village goes, the highway, water, and sewer, we have tax amounts, and we also have reserve amounts that go in. And we have put them as part of our budget. So you don't have to, like, go from a spreadsheet and bring it up to your expenses to figure out what your taxes are. So for, like, the village fund, if you go to page...
Yeah, one, back sided, too. Just
mine
remember.
Might be different than yours because I had printed... So we call them the 800 accounts.
Yep.
Page
2?
Capital reserves.
Oh, 205.
Yep.
Right here.
Okay.
So they are part of our expenses, is part of the budget. Okay, so the capital replacement fund, we're putting like 15,000 in the memorial building, Patrick Park 7,000, Municipal Lane Garage, $10,000, Grant Matching Fund, $5,000, and Memorial Building Garage, $3,000. Instead of having it all separate, it's part of the profit and loss here. So what we've done with the village, last year's taxes was $76,186, and we have leveled that at $76,000. So the taxes for the village department are not, they are staying the same. And the village department is actually funded totally by taxes and like garage rent, Pageant Park is part of that. We're hoping to in the future maybe put like Pageant Park as its own fund, but we're taking little steps to get where we need to go. So you'll see on the last page of the village that We have the very last page, total village. The budget is a balanced budget with zero. So it means our revenues and our expenses match each other. So, right there. So is our plan.
We still have a little bit of cleaning up to do, but for the most part, we've got a really great start on it so that our report this year is going to be clean. It's not going to be referred to page 12 to reflect this line on page 8. So I think it's a good start.
Yep.
Thank you, ladies.
Yeah.
No, thank you, Marilyn.
Oh, no. You guys are a big part of it.
I think it's great that we are able to... Thank you, Chipper.
You're welcome, ladies.
I saw you shaking your head like, huh? To be able to keep the budgets relatively the same and not increasing is ultimate goal where eventually, hopefully, we can reduce.
Wow, that would be so nice.
Now, and in the 2025 report, the village fund and the highway fund will not have a depreciation in there. Those are governmental funds, and they're handled differently than the proprietary funds, which is water, sewer, and electric. Proprietary funds meaning that you're charging for a service, and that's what makes it a proprietary account. So our water and sewer are kind of a combination of proprietary and governmental funds. But the depreciation will show on the balance sheet. They will not continue to show on the governmental funds, which is the village and the highway. It's just not the common practice for accounting purposes.
But it has been like that?
It has been like that. And
another
I'm not
thing
sure
that got cleaned up.
Why. But it's very unusual to have your depreciation on
so like
funds.
All of these people that have had this for years and years the way it was, are they going to understand it simply like how you just explained it?
I anticipate it'll have to be explained
at our
meeting.
I can explain it again.
And Marilyn's going to explain it.
Yep. We will have a page in the annual report that shows how much that the village and the highway owe on any loans or that type of thing, because they are not really part of your financials either on the balance sheet. So there will be a couple changes in there, but that's basically how you're supposed to handle governmental funds. Okay. So unless there's any questions...
Now, if I don't have any questions, but if I remember right, we need to approve each individual budget in a separate line. Like, we can't just, didn't we? We've always gone back and forth with that, and I think it's just safe to say we're going to approve the village. We're going to approve. Okay.
Yep.
Will we do that at the end, or let you discuss these first?
I think we'll discuss them one by one
and
approve them one by one.
That makes sense to me.
And just showing, and then we can cross-reference to the warning. Saying Article 5? Yes, so Article 5 says that we will raise $76,000 through taxes upon the grand list of the funds requested in our 2026 annual budget, which matches the taxes that we have in our profit and loss of $76,000.
Which is on page 1.
Yep.
So is that your motion?
I'll make a motion to accept the village budget as shown for 2026.
And to reflect Article 5 on the warning.
Yep.
As you just read. I will second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. You did so good. Why didn't you just keep going?
Okay.
Highway is pretty much the same.
Highway is the same. So what we've done there too is the change that the capital reserves and all the payments are part of the profit and loss. Mm-hmm. If you go to the last page, which is three of three, you'll see that we have a balanced budget. Our revenues and our expenses all pan out to zero. And that's what you kind of want to do. We are not budgeting for depreciation. Once again, this is a governmental fund, mm-hmm. so we don't need to do that. And what we've done is we, last year's highway taxes came in at $425,013,27, and that was because we had asked at the end of our warning last year to put some money in the paving fund. I think we had asked for 25 and they put it up to 50.
Yes.
So with that included, our taxes for last year were $425. This year we have them at $395. And we do have on the warning the same thing. If they want to, we've asked for $30,000 to go into the paving fund. So it's up to the voters if they want that. If they approve the $30,000, then our taxes will be the same at $425,000. If they want to put in more, they are welcome to change it. But if they do approve the $30,000 to go into the paving fund, it'll be the same tax base as it, the $425,000 as it was in 2025.
Now, why is this number here bigger than $425,000? Shouldn't that be $425,000?
Well, you've got these other miscellaneous revenues. So if you go to
page 2 or 1, page 1 probably the highway.
Page 1.
There's
right here, right, but here's some revenues that we're expecting, some grants, and
so if you take
okay.
that number,
all right.
it matches the other number.
Okay, gotcha.
Because they're not all taxes, as we get some money for state aid, which goes into the highway fund of about $40,000.
And the $395,000 is what we're going to be asking
yep.
for?
Yep. For taxes.
And when you look, this is what we're anticipating for grants or in additional income other than taxes.
Okay.
So, and like I said, that's what we have on here. And if they do approve the extra $30,000, which is Article 10, the taxes would be
$425,000,
the same as last year's.
Yep. So this this budget is reflected in Article 6, Chipper.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any questions, anybody? I think it just similar to, you know, the village, it's cleaner. It makes sense. Sheila's drawing circles.
Yeah, my teacher's taking care of my homework.
So we're on to the next one, that's why. That's wastewater, but I think we need...
Oh, we haven't approved the
I know, I'm just
first.
I'm helping him. I'm just helping.
You're helping him get ahead.
No.
We were patient.
Okay.
Fine.
I don't have any questions. I'm good approving as is. Cooper, Marilyn.
No, I'm good. Now is there a motion made yet?
No, I will make a motion.
I might have just messed this up here.
No,
to approve the highway budget to reflect as per Article 6 in the warning to see if the village will raise $395,000 through taxes upon the grand list for the funds requested in the 2026 annual highway budget in the ensuing year and direct the trustees to assess a tax on the grand list sufficient to meet the same. Side note, there's also Article 10 to reflect whether or not to see if the voters will authorize an appropriation of $30,000 to the paving restricted account, such funds to be used for the village municipal roads, and direct the trustees to assess a tax efficient to raise the same. Should that go through, then the tax amount will be $425,000, which was exactly the amount it was last year.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes. Moving on to wastewater next.
I might have got it mixed up here.
Right there.
Okay, water, is that wastewater?
I have wastewater, but if you guys have water, I can pull up water real quick.
I can do whichever.
Wastewater? Okay.
Oh, Chipper's got wastewater, so we better go with that.
No, it don't matter.
I got them all set up.
Are those the ones you circled?
Actually, I missed.
Both of them.
Never mind.
They're double-sided. I'm saving paper.
A little slow. We're catching up.
You are not. Okay. Wastewater.
So wastewater, this year we did not budget for depreciation expense, where it's not just going to be part of our budget. And it's because it's really a non-cash expense, so we're not going to put it as part of our budget. It does show up at the end of the financials every year. Mm-hmm. But in past, they've budgeted for it and then took it back out again in the spreadsheets. So my feeling is, let's not budget for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you'll see in 2025, it was in there. In 2026, the depreciation is not in there. This is saying basically our taxes and assessments, we are doing the same as last year, $70,000. And that's the same as what it was last year. That $70,000 is all the general obligation bonds for the wastewater department and the interest. And also, we're putting some into the reserves. So the total of that is $70,000. So that's where the taxes comes in from. We are doing a rolling average for Glover, which helps us plan for our budget, helps them plan for their budget. I believe in 24, they ended up paying $125,000, I believe, by the time it got trued up. And then in 2025, it was 70 plus 8, like 80 something thousand, I think, by the time it got trued up. So for 2026, doing the rolling average, we've figured it's going to be around 91,000.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just easier for us to plan and for them to plan, not having such a big change when you true up.
Now, after the 3 years, will there be a true up, or is it Mm-mm. already
it in? Does it automatically That's by doing it this way.
Yeah.
By doing the three-year average.
Because you bring in the actuals. And so it's always bringing. And we can go to a 5 year once we start doing this, and that will even it out even more.
Down to more percent.
To me, that it was just a win-win for both organizations or both municipalities to do the 3 year rolling average. And we can go to 4, we can go to 5 down the road.
Absolutely.
So
this reflects Article 8.
So if you look, our total revenues for the wastewater is $565,339.16. And if you go to our expenses, our total expenditures are $565,339.16, which is a balanced budget at zero. If we had put in the depreciation in our budget, like we had done $155,000, we'd be negative $155,000, and then they added it back in. I'm just not going to put it in there at this point. It just doesn't make any sense.
No, I agree.
So,
well, it just shows a negativity, right? when they look at it, it looks negative until they
right.
do
and
the
math. Right,
they
just do something at the bottom and say, well, it's a non-cash item. So then they take it out and then they kind of put it back in, and that's your bottom number. Well, why put it in your budget to start with?
Right.
Just leave it out.
And usually it causes somebody to raise a question, too,
right.
by
right.
seeing the negative.
Right. And we have added in the wastewater all the accounts in the 800 accounts that are the debt service principals and also capital reserve for capital reserve, major repair, backhoe. So that's where the $70,000 comes into. So unless there's any questions.
I don't have any.
I'll make a motion to approve the wastewater budget, knowing that taxes and assessments will come at $70,000 is what we're requesting, which reflects to Article 8 to see if the village will raise $70,000 through taxes and user fee for wastewater department capital debt retirement and wastewater capital reserve funds. Such funds will be used for major replacement and upgrades to the structural components of the village wastewater system.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Water. Very similar. Exactly.
So the taxes and user fees, we have at $71,000, which was the same as 2025. That $71,000 is a combination of the interest that is on our general obligation loans, our general obligation payments, and what we're adding to the capital reserves. Those all together, that's what we can charge for the taxes and user fees, comes to the $71,000. If you'll see the water, our total revenues is $339,134.75, and our total expenses are $339,134.75, which, once again, we're planning on a budget, an even budget. And we are actually, there was one payment that was paid off in 2025 and of around $13,000, and we're leaving the taxes the same, but putting that money into the reserves. So we're putting a little bit more money in the reserves, but leaving everything the same. Any questions,
please?
Yeah, that's
fire truck just went through. Oh, that's a first responder vehicle. I do not have any questions, Marilyn. Believe it or not, it makes sense to me.
So I'll make a motion to approve the water budget as presented, knowing that taxes and the assessment fees at $71,000, which matches
Article 7,
to see if the village will raise $71,000 through taxers and user fees for water department capital debt retirement, water capital reserve funds. Such funds will be used for major repairs, replacement, and upgrades to the structural components of the village water system.
I'll second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Moving on to electric. This is slightly a little different.
Yeah.
Wow.
This one was kind of hard to do, not knowing where we are with the bond payments. But it looks like our bond payments, we just pay the interest now, and it doesn't start the paying on 2030 or something like that.
For the hydro? Is that what we just got? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But that'll be a rate case.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So to the best of our knowledge and ability. This is what we've come up with the electric budget.
Now, I did not get electric.
I think here, you can have this one. That's your...
You got it. Sheila was just hiding it.
No, I didn't. No.
I really didn't get it.
Seriously?
Oh, no, I was hiding it, apparently.
Yeah, see?
I'm not checking on her.
Sticky.
What's her, boy? You're doing all right.
She's doing all right.
I was trying.
You're doing good. You're doing good.
Can't help you with the rest of the stuff on that.
And for the electric... budget, of course, we get our power supply from VEPSA, so we just basically put in that number. We know what the contract is going to be with Orleans.
Yeah.
It could be a 5% increase yearly. I think we figured that in.
Yeah, and just to comment on that, our VEPSA budget, as you know, but Tipper, you haven't seen it. Well, we've mentioned it before, the cost of power just has doubled. It's increasing. It's going up and up and up. And so our VEPSA budget was much, I think it was 11% higher than normal. So we had to factor that in as well. But this is all data that we got from VEPSA, and this isn't just related to Barton Electric. All municipality utilities are feeling the same pain, unfortunately.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm sure we will need a rate increase sometime in 2026.
It's unfortunately anticipated, just based off from the VEPSA board meeting that I had yesterday. Every utility, even some utilities who have already gone through one, which we're one, we're still waiting for final word. Some are going right back in because they absolutely have to based on these budgets that they've gotten for a budget forecast from VEPSA.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's one municipality in particular, I can't remember if it was Ludlow. I can't remember. I think he's from Ludlow. They just did and I believe got 18%, and they're going to go back in for another one.
Wow. So we're going to try and hit our people up?
We're going to have to, just based on how much it's costing for power supply. But again, it's not just Barton Electric, it's all muni utilities.
Or all utility...
In general.
In general.
Yeah, VEC.
So this is what we spent last year. This
too.
Is what they told us this year.
All electric companies are...
I mean, it's a big number, but it ain't
and
terrible.
What's happening is we... just have to go by what the state of Vermont is passing down in Montpelier for renewable energies and all that. Our hands are really tied on that. Our hydro is going to be helping us tremendously once that gets going, because it is considered renewable energy credits that we can use. And actually in 2026, we can actually sell some of our RECs. And that is...
that is...
I can't remember where we put it.
It's part of our VEPSA budget.
No, it's not. It is...
It's a revenue...
Yeah.
Oh, you put it separately.
Yep. It is under... Da-da-da-da-da-da. Was it municipal sale? Public? Was that?
No, sale of RECs.
Sale of RECs.
$454,000 of $190,000. So we have a contract with another municipality that is short on RECs, and we have a contract for them to give us $190,000
to purchase
our extra RECs that we have.
So, like, if somebody down there asked, are we still better off the way we are or selling?
No, we're still
better.
We're going
to be able to answer that question because of what they see here by it going up almost 100,000.
Yeah. It would not, we can do what the alternate was and see what those prices are. I don't know how to do that. We still have control here in Barton Village. And I think that it's a great thing that we still have this.
Yeah, because VEC's rates are increasing, as are WECs, Green Mountain Power. I mean, we're all having to go in for rate increases because of the cost of power.
Well, I know that's going to be probably one of our hurdles down there when we start talking electric.
Well, based on, too, the reports that we got not that long ago from VEPSA, I think it was each company's rates and where we fell, we're still less than VEC's rates.
Now, if we hadn't have done this, or if this project would have went a little faster or better with the hydro, would that... Mm-mm. Cut any of this cost down?
Probably not, because Dennis has reported that the river is dry. We wouldn't have made any power anyway. Like this, the timing of this project couldn't have happened any better because we had a hot, dry summer. And then this winter, he said the river's dry. So he said even if we were able to get up the end of January, beginning of February, it really wouldn't have mattered.
Wouldn't have saved us any. Okay, because that's going to...
And at the VEPSA board meeting yesterday, Heather Darcy, who does power supply, did her report, and all hydros are down. Even those that are still functioning, their
water consumption.
Yes, what they're producing is low.
So, and like I said, we've done this budget to the best of our ability. And
now this is not related to taxes, right? Is that what you were going to say?
Right.
Sorry.
Right. So it's not part of the warning. Yep.
Sorry, I'm not going to say anything.
Yep. So it's basically, I don't even know if electric gets approved at the meeting, does it?
No.
No.
No, okay. It's not an article.
Okay, right.
It's not an article. It's just we're approving our budget.
Right.
To go, this will go in the annual report.
Hmm. What?
Right. That's correct.
That is correct.
That is correct.
I'm just double checking. I'm like, yeah, no.
The clerk has never done that before.
So this
and
is,
you ought to know.
This is going to be... the annual report right here. When we
yes,
go
this will
it,
be
right?
in the annual report, but it's not an article in our annual warning for our meeting. But we need to report out how our electric department has done. So, and how we're going to plan for 2026.
So unless there's any big questions, I will make a motion to approve the 2026 electric budget as presented.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. So that covers D, I believe. Moving on to the annual meeting warning. So we've already covered most of the articles that are related to the budget lines that we just reviewed. But if I recall in the past, we read the whole thing.
Yep.
And then approved it.
Yep.
Okay. Ready? Warning for Barton Village annual meeting scheduled for Tuesday, March 10th, 2026. The legal voters of the Village of Barton are hereby notified and warned to meet at the Barton Village Memorial Building Hall in the Village of Barton on Tuesday, March 10th, 2026 at 7 p.m. to transact the following business. Article 1, to elect a moderator for 1 year. Article 2, to elect the following officers required by law. Clerk for 1 year term. Collector of delinquent taxes for a 1 year term, treasurer for a 1 year term, trustee for a 3 year term. Article 3, to see if the village will appropriate the following sum for elected officials for 2026. These funds will be raised through operating budgets from the village departments as allowed. Clerk, $210. Collector of delinquent taxes, 8% of delinquent taxes collected. Treasurer, 1% of taxes collected. Trustee, $1,500. Article 4, to see if the village will vote to bond its officers and pay for the same. Article 5, to see if the village will raise $76,000 through taxes upon the grand list for the funds requested in the 2026 annual village budget in the ensuing year, and direct the trustees to assess a tax on the grand list sufficient to meet the same. See village department budget for assessment requested request by the trustees. Article 6, to see if the village will raise $395,000 through taxes upon the grand list for the funds requested in the 2026 annual highway budget in the ensuing year, and direct the trustees to assess a tax on the grand list sufficient to meet the same. See highway department budget for assessment request by the trustees. Article 7, to see if the village will raise $71,000 through taxes and user fees for water department capital debt retirement and water capital reserve funds. Such funds will be used for major repairs, replacement, and upgrades to the structural components of the village water system. See water department budget for assessment request by the trustees. Article 8, to see if the village will raise $70,000 through taxes and user fees for wastewater department capital debt retirement and wastewater capital reserve funds, such as funds will be used. Such funds will be used for major replacement and upgrades to the structural components of the village wastewater system. See wastewater department budget for assessment request by the trustees. Article 9, to see if the village will collect its taxes due and payable within 60 days without discount, with interest to accrue on delinquent taxes at the maximum rate allowed by law and an 8% penalty assessed on all delinquent taxes and postmarks not acceptable as payment dates. Article 10, to see if the voters will authorize an appropriation of $30,000 to the paving restricted account, such funds to be used for the village municipal roads, and direct the trustees to assess a tax sufficient to raise the same. Article 11, to act on any other business that may legally come before said meeting. And Article 12, to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to approve the 2026 annual meeting warning as read.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. I'm sorry, did I kick you?
Not hard, but yes.
All right, so we are dating this February 5th, 2026.
Now, like on the, you had brought it up earlier on Article 10, though, about, they said something about 50,000. Was that for last year?
Last year we asked for 25 and they upped it to 50.
Okay, so they, so that.
So we've asked for 30 and that makes the budget the same, the taxes the same. If they want to do more, they can. If they want to do less, they can, but it's up to them.
Yep. I remember hearing you saying that, but it didn't settle. That was so.
It's okay.
I got that a little slow.
Okay.
Yeah, I just think leaving it up to them, you know, our taxpayers, and
whoop.
Mm-hmm. And if they don't approve the 30,000, or they want to do less, then the taxes would be less. But we wouldn't have any funds going into the paving fund.
Right. Okay. Next on the agenda is the 2026 trustees report. I recall at last year's meeting, Nathan Seacard had asked that we do a more detailed report as he felt it was part of our duty, that is part of our $1,500 that we get for our service. Because last year's report was very minimal. And it was to the point, but it is what it is. I took that to heart and wrote a very detailed report that I would like to submit to, in our annual report this year. I don't know if you had a chance to review it when I emailed it out a day or two ago, but I guess it was yesterday morning. What your thoughts are on it, if it's good to go, if you recommend any edits, tweaks, additions, deletions. But I would like to get your approval before I publish this in the annual report.
I read it and thought you did an excellent job. So I'm happy with it, and I think it's very informative, and I was happy with it.
So. I myself was happy with it.
Because you didn't have to do it. Next year.
It'd be even worse than the plan.
So I will make a motion to accept the trustees' report that will be in the 2025 annual report as presented.
And I will second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. If you wouldn't mind just signing that. Originally I said I would do the slash S, but we're here, so we might as well sign it. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks for the compliments. Not gonna lie, it took me a little bit.
No, you put a lot of work into that. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, authorized signature for FEMA buyout property. So we do have one of the buyouts that is proceeding. The family has been able to obtain a new home that they're going to move to. We are set to close on March 9th at 11 a.m. They want to close on the same day that they close on their new property because they need the funding from this buyout from the property that they're in now to close on the purchase that they're doing on that same day. So I put on here that I would recommend that we authorize myself to be the signature for that closing date so that we don't have to warn and have a special meeting and have all three of us here. We had already at a previous meeting discussed whether or not we were going to participate with the buyout process after this last flood in 2024. And we agreed to do it. So I don't know that it was necessarily needed, but I just felt that it would be best that we cover everything. And if you're okay with it, I will be at the closing. Sheila will be, as well as the clerk and whatnot, to sign the appropriate documents. But if you feel otherwise and want to be there and sign, then by all means, I'm okay with that too. But I was just saving you guys from having to warn a special meeting, and two, having you guys come.
I'm all good with it.
Me too.
Okay.
So I'll make a motion that we will have our business manager give her the authorization to sign the closing documents on March, or whenever it is.
It's scheduled for March 9th. This is in regards to 90 Glover Road, 90 Glover Street.
So I won't say a date in place the closing gets changed.
It could
change,
but
for 90 Glover Street.
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Moving on. Motion passes. Warrant to the delinquent tax collector. So we have some properties that we should consider putting up for tax sale due to delinquent utility accounts. Is it delinquent?
They're already up for tax
sale. They're already up for tax sale.
These ones here are going for tax sale, so this is the utility piece of it.
So what we do normally is anything that's past due on these properties, we give over at that time.
Oh, gotcha. Mm-hmm. For you to handle.
Yes. Right, so they'll collect the past due, they'll remain current. They can pay their current amounts, but the past due amounts will be.
Okay.
Yep. So it's $10,478.60 in water and sewer and $1,082.10 in electric that needs to be collected.
And that's going to be added on.
That'll be added on to the current tax sale. 33 Park Street, 439 High, 110 Water, 82 Glover, 165 Water, 286 High, 141 Park, 158 Park, 66 Glover, and 295 High.
As long as it ain't 233 Park.
Sounds like Park, so there's a lot of Park.
So I'll make a motion to sign the warrant as presented to the delinquent tax collector, which will end in a tax or go start the process for tax.
It's already started, so okay. It just needs to be added.
Yep.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Thank you for explaining that because I was like, oh. It's confusing. That's why you do what you do. Okay. Other items, I don't have any discussion items. Do either of you have anything you'd like to discuss now? No? Okay. I do have a need to go into executive session, unfortunately, under personnel 1 VSA statute 313A3. So if you're all in agreement, I'm going to make a motion that we do that.
I'll second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. It is 5:02 p.m. and we are now in executive session. 5:29, Thursday, February 5th, 2026. I am going to make a motion we come out of executive session.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. During executive session, we discussed our wastewater operator, Nate Therrien, he likes to be called Nate, on January 27th, he emailed his letter of resignation. On January 28th, Gina Lyon, as business manager, accepted his resignation. His resignation was effective. His last day will be Wednesday, February 18th. Again, I accepted it via email on January 28th, 2026. We just had a discussion about his resignation and my acceptance of the resignation and my looking into how we're going to replace him and what the plan will be. So it is 5:31 p.m. I'm going to make a motion that as a board, we accept Nate Therrien's resignation that was received on January 27th, 2026, effective on Wednesday, February 18th, 2026. And that I am going to work on the replacement plan moving forward.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Upcoming meetings. We have our wastewater treatment facility upgrade informational meeting, followed by our regular board meeting happening on Tuesday, February 10th, 2026, starting at 6 p.m. I'm going to also make note, we have site visits scheduled for February 11th at 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. The bond vote is scheduled for Thursday, February 12th. I believe it's 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And then our regular board meeting after the February 10th meeting is on February 24th, 2026. It is 5:32 p.m. I'm going to make a motion that we adjourn.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Have a good evening.